and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hey, everybody, this is Chris Carroll. Thanks for joining us once again for ERP Strategies and Solutions. Today's podcast is a Q&A session about the importance of business process management in ERP implementations. I'm going to be speaking with Eric Kimberling, president of Panorama Consulting Solutions and an expert in ERP benefits. Its realization. Thanks for joining us, Eric. How are you?
Good. How are you, Chris? Thanks for having me.
We're doing great. Good to be talking with you once again. I know time is short and everybody's interested to pick your brain about the subject matter today, so let's get right into it.
Okay. Sounds good.
I got a few questions for you. What would you say is business process management, Eric, and how does it relate to an ERP implementation?
Well, that's a good question, and business process management is one of those terms that a lot of people in the industry use interchangeably with other terms. A lot of system integrators and software companies, more technically focused types of consultants, will refer to it as blueprinting. Some people will refer to it as business process mapping. But essentially, business process management is the whole process of defining end-to-end business processes, re-engineering those processes and optimizing those processes, and then eventually getting to a traditional business blueprint, which is what most software vendors start by doing, which is erroneous, as we'll talk about here in a few minutes. But essentially, it's the whole process of starting with that high-level business process value mapping, leading all the way through reengineering and business process optimization, which will then feed into your business blueprinting, which is the more technical aspects of how the software, how your ERP software would be configured and customized.
Okay. So would you say that every firm implementing an ERP system, do they need to restructure all of their processes?
Yeah, you do. And, the big question becomes how deep do you want to go and how much detail do you want to go into when you're restructuring your processes? And as you're going through your business process management and the whole business process definition side of things, you want to be looking for ways to preserve your core competencies. So you want to detail out your business processes. So you could think of that as kind of your as is, the things that you do well and that you preserve, that things that you do well currently and that you want to preserve in the new system. You would still go through the business process management exercise, but it would be more focused on maintaining what you've got. Now, there's going to be other areas where you have opportunities to improve and automate and streamline some of your business processes, eliminate some of the waste and the non-value-add activities. In those cases, then, you would want to do more of a re-engineering type of business process management where you're focused on retweaking or changing the processes. And a lot of times, companies will fall somewhere in between keeping things the way they are and changing them drastically. A lot of business processes and functions are going to fall somewhere in between. So it's really a matter of understanding, using your as-is as kind of a starting point to look at the high-level value mapping and then diving into those areas where you need to optimize and re-engineer as you start to define those processes.
Right. Okay. So best practices, there's an industry standard in best practices. How useful are those industry standards that are included in the design of the ERP software?
Well, that's a great question. And best practices, industry best practices are one of those terms that are used often. It's one of those buzzwords and sales terms that are used by vendors and system integrators. And best practices can be useful in some cases. They're going to be useful particularly in your back office operations like your HR, your accounting, your finance, anything that's not really a competitive differentiator for your organization, something that's somewhat vanilla and somewhat straightforward, and it's just more of a cost center or something that you kind of have to do to support the business. Mm-hmm. Those are good candidates for industry best practices. Now, where they're less useful, where best practices are going to be less useful for an organization, are when you're looking at your core operations or those areas of competitive advantage. So, for example, a company that's an aerospace and defense company that has a highly complex make-to-order type of product, they may find best practices might be useful for their HR and accounting, but they might find that their whole engineering and product configuration types of business processes are not going to be based on best practices, and they intentionally want to have some processes that are somewhat unique to them because it gives them a unique competitive advantage.
Sure, right. So when does Panorama recommend companies start this restructuring?
Well, that's a good question, and we would, in a perfect world, we would say you would start doing it even before you select your ERP software solution. Now, a lot of times companies aren't in a position where they have the budget to move forward with ERP. They don't know if they're definitely going to replace their ERP system, so they end up having to do more of a high-level value mapping, a high-level process definition. But the clients that we've seen be the most successful in choosing the right software and implementing it really effectively have been the ones that have done this whole business process management exercise early on in the selection process. And the ones that don't do it during selection are typically would do it at the beginning of implementation before you actually start configuring, designing and configuring the software.
Okay. So once you, before you get ready to go with your restructuring effort, how do you decide, well, who should be in charge of the restructuring effort, I should say?
Well, generally, you'd want it to be your, someone in operations would be ideal. So, you know, your COO, your director of operations, your VP of operations. A lot of companies have their IT person, their IT manager, their CIO lead those efforts. I think IT, your IT group should be absolutely involved in the process, but they shouldn't be leading it, because at the end of the day, business process management is all about your operations and how your business processes are going to operate. And you need someone at that high level within the operational side of the business that's kind of leading that. A lot of times, too, we'll have, you know, obviously a lot of people will hire Panorama or a third-party consultant to facilitate those restructuring efforts, because we've done it so many times. We have a lot of industry knowledge and best practices, if you will, that we can use for helping facilitate that process. So whether it's a combination of internal, external, or a combination of both types of resources, you want someone internally within the operations group that's kind of championing that for your organization.
You're listening to ERP Strategies and Solutions with my special guest, Eric Kimberling of Panorama Consulting Solutions. We're going to take a quick break, coming right back with more great information from Eric. Stick around.
Not sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits?
Panorama Consulting Solutions is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management.
So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP software, Panorama can help your organization reduce its ERP cost and risk while optimizing business benefits. In fact, compared to the average organization, Panorama's clients implement their ERP solutions at less than 50% of the cost and in 10% less time. Some of Panorama's clients include Samsonite, Kodak, Coldwater Creek, Maxon Lift, and Ashcroft Incorporated.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377. That's 720-515-1377.
Or visit us on the web at www.panorama-consulting.com.
Welcome back to ERP Strategies and Solutions. Let's get back to the rest of our interview with Eric Kimberling. What are the organizational change implications of process change, and how should companies manage them?
Well, it's good to even ask and think about organizational change management, because a lot of times organizations think of change management as kind of an afterthought, when in fact it's a critical competitive or it's a critical success factor for any ERP implementation and any business process management initiative. And you know, anytime you do a business process management engagement, you're going to be identifying a lot of process and procedural changes along the way. You're going to be deciding or determining new roles and responsibilities. The organizational design is going to look different. There's going to be changes that need to be communicated and trained to people even before you get to the point where you're implementing the ERP software. So for those reasons, you know, the organizational change management component really needs to be woven into the whole business process management exercise. And it really goes well beyond training. Organizational change management goes well beyond training. It includes, you know, organizational change impact, you know, organizational design, a lot of the things I just mentioned.
Right.
So those are what some of the implications are, that any change you're talking about, whether it's a process change or a job change, those are things that need to be defined and managed. And companies will generally have either an internal organizational change lead that maybe they're in the HR department, and or they'll have a company like Panorama that specializes in organizational change management help them manage and facilitate that entire change management process.
Okay. So I know that the folks at Panorama, you guys do a lot of independent research.
Right.
What? Tell us a bit about some of the findings of your research.
Well, at a high level, it shows that, first of all, most ERP projects have difficulties and challenges. And what our research shows, and I believe the research you're referring to, Chris, is the 2012 ERP report, which we just published earlier this year. And you can download that off our website if you want more detail. But the general findings here are that most ERP implementations take longer than expected, cost more than expected, and fail to deliver the expected business benefits. And what we found along with that in our implementation experience, as well as our expert witness experience, where we are hired by attorneys and lawsuits, ERP lawsuits, to they'll hire us to come in as the independent experts to tell them what went wrong, basically, and either help the prosecution or the defense in the case. And what all of that stuff, all that experience and research shows, is that the companies that succeed in ERP implementations are the ones that handle business process management well. It saves them time and money in the long term. These are the companies that perform cheaper and faster and with higher business benefits. And while the companies that neglect business process management and all the things that go along with that, like organizational change management and the things we've talked about so far, those are the companies that fail. When they neglect business process management, they're going to have a lot more trouble implementing on time and on budget. And they're also going to have trouble implementing the software in a way that's going to deliver measurable business benefits as well.
Sure. Yeah. Well, so what are some of the impacts of implementing an ERP system without redesigning business processes then?
Well, there's really three impacts or three downsides. One, and first of all, is that if you don't redesign and define your business processes first before you start implementing, then you're inherently going to be putting yourself in a situation where technology is driving the business rather than letting the business drive the technology. Mm-hmm. And the ERP software today is so flexible, it can do so many different things that it's just not realistic to say, well, you know, we're going to let the software really determine how we run our business, or we're just going to leverage those industry best practices that you talked about before. What ends up happening is you end up having the software that can do even the simplest business processes a number of different ways, and you end up letting a technology consultant tell you how to run your business based on how they know or how they're most comfortable configuring the software. So that's one downside, is you don't want technology driving the business. You don't want the tail wagging the dog. You want the dog wagging the tail, and you want the business to drive the technology.
Right.
The second thing is companies that don't redesign their business processes are going to achieve less business benefits because they haven't re-engineered their processes. They haven't defined where they expect to get the business benefits. And if they haven't done those things, they're just not going to achieve as high of business benefits as they would otherwise. And then the third thing and the final thing that I'll mention that is very important during an implementation is that if you haven't redefined those business processes and redesigned them up front, you're going to get a bunch of technology consultants on your staff or on your site basically running the meter and running up the cost of your project, but you're still trying to figure out how you want your operations to run. So it really does drive up the cost in the long term to not have defined those business processes and made some of those decisions up front before the implementation.
Right. Well, we're just about out of time for this one. I've been speaking with Eric Kimberling, president of Panorama Consulting Solutions. As we wrap up this Q&A session today with Eric, I want to thank you for being here with us today, Eric.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
You bet. It's been a real pleasure as always. Now, what we've been talking about, of course, is the importance of business process management in ERP implementations right here on ERP Strategies and Solutions. And remember, if you've got questions, any questions about any of the stuff we've covered here today with Eric, check out Panorama's website at panorama-consulting.com. That's panorama-consulting.com. This is Chris Carroll. Thank you again for listening, everybody, and we'll talk to you next time on ERP Strategies and Solutions.
Register for our free weekly ERP webcast series. Download white papers or read our ERP research on our website.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377.
Email us at info@panorama-consulting.com or visit us on the web at panorama-consulting.com. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast series for more ERP strategies and solutions.